sit back, stand idly by, watch the heart of my nation die. Oh, not me, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guts. Don't you tread on my faith in God's only son. Don't tread on me, don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Time has come, gonna take a stand. Spread these words all across the land, from sea to sea. Don't tread on me. So tell your neighbors, tell all your friends, gonna see that eagle flying high again. You better believe, don't tread on me. Don't tread on my Bible, don't tread on my guns. Don't you tread on my freedom, God's only son. Don't tread on me. Don't tread on me. Better leave me alone, cause I wanna be free. And I'll damn sure fight for my liberty. I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me. Yeah, I'm telling you, brother, don't tread on me.
Hey, everybody. Welcome back into the show. Second hour here on this absolutely terrific Thursday, September 4th, 2025 edition. I got a couple of people wanting me to tell them again what to say in this email. I'm going to read it to you, but I'm also going to text it to you so that you can very simply put this information in there and then put your name and your address, your phone number. This is very simple. In the subject line, put rules. That's all you need in the subject line is rules. Then the salutation should be to the Secretary of State. Once you have the subject in their rules, dear Secretary of State, please do not adopt the rules that are being considered on Friday, September 5th, 2025, period. That's it. Your name, your address, your phone number. When you text me rules, I will send you the screenshot of the email address. Elections is plural dash public comment at michiganspelledout.gov. I did get three people that texted me meeting Jim down in the Toledo area. I sent you the address, 9:30 tomorrow morning. As a matter of fact, Helen and Joe, who texted me meeting as well, if you guys plan to go, send me a text. Send me a text and let me know that you're there. Let me know how long the meeting is running throughout the show tomorrow on Friday, and then we'll have you on the show Monday to give a field report. You guys can act as my field reporters because I can't be there. I wish I could, but I can't. You know, the thing of it is that totally ticks me off about this whole thing. She is, without a doubt, trying to manipulate how these elections are going to run tomorrow. Excuse me, tomorrow is when they are trying to change these rules for the election for next year. I'm trying to read text messages as I'm talking. I'm going to put the phone down. I'm done. Because the bottom line to all this is that this woman wants to be the next governor. And as a result, very simply, she's changing the rules. It's that simple. So hopefully people can understand that this is something that's happening right now. That's why we're doing a call to action. In the meantime, call your state reps, call your state senators, and tell them to put a stop to this. She cannot be changing the rules, making it easier to cheat in an election. She's running to be the next governor next year. Can't allow it to happen. Well, there was a meeting yesterday regarding the road plan, talking about the budget. We're going to get into that story next. Short break, a word from our sponsors. We'll be right back.
This is Justin Michael. I grew up in Grayling, Michigan, where small-town values and hard work shaped who I am. I proudly served in the U.S. Army in combat, and today I continue serving as a conflict resolution specialist and an advocate for veterans, families, and working people across northern Michigan and in the Upper Peninsula. I know the struggles our communities face because I live them. I'm Justin Michael. Let's start bridging the divides in our district together. Paid for by Justin Michael for Congress.
You folks out there that own firearms, are looking to buy a new or used gun, or fix up that old piece at a good price, there's Curtis Gunsmithing. Not too far off the beaten path at 9996 Picker Lake Road in Petoskey, Mr. Tom Curtis is an AGI-certified gunsmith and firearm connoisseur. Don't send your gun out or travel far away for your specialized gun work. You have a friend in your own backyard. Call Curtis Gunsmithing today, 231-347-3487.
Chuck or Randy here. Let's face it, we're all getting older, but we don't have to feel the pains of getting older. Most people and even our pets have daily pain. Don't let pain slow you down. Get natural relief with CBD products from Patriots Relief. Designed by nature and trusted by millions, CBD synergistically works with your body to naturally relieve pain along with many other benefits. CBD is not marijuana and you will not get high. Vicky and I trust Patriots Relief products because they truly work. Go to their website, patriotsrelief.com, then call Tim and his family at 877-230-1776. Mention the promo code TR1 to get the biggest discounts. Again, call 877-230-1776 and mention TR1. Patriotsrelief.com.
Life is a wonderful journey, from fresh beginnings and future adventures to all the best life has to offer. Along this incredible journey, you want to safeguard what's most important to you. Hi, I'm Tristan Cole, your local Farm Bureau insurance agent, and I'm always nearby to help protect you and your loved ones along the way. Let's talk about your journey and protecting what matters most. Call me at 231-533-6489 or visit me online at TristanCole.com. We're Farm Bureau Insurance, Michigan's insurance company.
Curtis Gunsmithing of Petoskey wants to ask you a question. Have you exercised your Second Amendment rights lately? Well, if you haven't, get on over to Curtis Gunsmithing in Petoskey and talk to the old gun doctor about purchasing your next firearm, whether that be a concealed carry firearm or maybe an AR-15, perhaps an AK-47, or even just an old lever action. The gun doctor also works on every kind of firearm except maybe an Abrams tank. So you know your baby's in good hands. Curtis Gunsmithing. Call 231-838-5571.
Everybody, welcome back into the show. Second segment, hour number two. Yesterday, there was a meeting. House Speaker Republican Matt Hall, well, he wants to see the Senate's Democratic road plan. Meanwhile, Senate Majority Leader Winnie Brinks said the focus should be on the total budget. Well, that's basically the upshot after Speaker Hall, Senate Majority Leader Brinks, and the governor's representative, Budget Director Jen Flood, who joined other key lawmakers and government officials yesterday for about an hour inside a Capitol conference room. Meanwhile, outside, nearly 4,000 union road workers gathered on the lawn with large maintenance trucks being driven around the Capitol in a loop. Within 26 days to go before the state government shuts down, if a final budget still isn't signed, Hall emerged from the conference room with House Appropriations Committee Chairman Ann Bowen and Vice Chair Matt Maddock, with little movement to report on the negotiations. I'm getting frustrated about this, Hall said. They asked us to put a road plan on the table. We did. We passed it through the House chamber. Then they asked us to pass an overall budget. Well, Bowen and Maddock did a phenomenal job of finding $5 billion in waste, fraud, and abuse. So we passed our budget through our chamber. Now it's me trying to solve their problems for them about their road plan as to what it should be. I would just say at some point the media needs to start asking the Senate, where is your road plan? It's that simple. Put forward your road plan. How are you going to increase $3 billion a year in spending to fix roads and bridges in the state of Michigan? How are you going to do it? He does not want to talk about the overall budget at all until he sees the Senate Democrats' road plan. Well, at that moment, Brinks, the Senate Majority Leader Democrat, walked out of the conference room with her Senate Appropriations Committee Chair, Sarah Anthony. The media then asked the question Hall wanted them to ask. Do you guys have a road plan? Well, Anthony answered, we've got to get a budget done. Brinks echoed what she said. We should be working on the budget. The budget is the thing that the Constitution requires. Well, when asked about Hall's determination to see the Senate's own road funding plan ahead of before further budget-making actions can be taken, Senate Majority Floor Leader Sam Singh said he doesn't understand the idea that the chambers need to have their own specific plans. What we need is for people to be in the room to have a real discussion about the overall budget. Their road plan is part of their budget. To put these kinds of false demands on something when everyone can get into the room and negotiate it, which is what needs to be done and has been done in this legislature for decades. So why do we have to have something new because the speaker is demanding it? Singh said the concept of both chambers and the governor having individual plans is nothing short of grandstanding. I know that Speaker Hall loves his press conferences, but if everyone is in the room, I think we could get to a good deal. Well, Governor Gretchen Whitmer is in East Asia on a trade mission. So her representative Flood, budget director, and other administrative officials were in the room. Meanwhile, outside, a few thousand yellow-vested union workers from across Michigan's transportation sector camped out on the Capitol lawn, participating in an industry-wide rally designed to push the Senate, particularly to make a long-term road funding plan part of this year's fiscal year budget. Lansing Mayor Andy Shore, Michigan Chamber of Commerce President Jim Holcomb, and numerous construction company executives and union workers headlined a rally that gummed up the Capitol Loop for much of the late morning and early afternoon. This isn't just about potholes. It's about people, it's about jobs, and it's about keeping Michigan community strong, said Janice Sharper. She is the owner of Sharper Service. She said every day Lansing delays actions, jobs potentially are being lost. Costs are climbing, and Michigan drivers end up paying the price. Well, in attendance at yesterday's rally was Jamie McMahon, a 27-year-old union carpenter from Muskegon. He confirmed to MERS News Service that his company did pay him to attend the rally. But I was going to come out anyway. I do have a project going on right now, but I thought it'd be more important to come here and attend and show my support. For example, he explained that he's working in Grand Rapids right now on the Pearl Street Bridge Rehabilitation Project. The bridge crosses the Grand River. He described it as a literally falling apart chunks of rubbles that you can literally kick and push off with your hand, including rebar. The steel bars intended to strengthen the concrete are not only showing exposed, but they're rusting out. Can't see because they're too busy going over the top. This is a huge hazard. Overall, every bridge I've encountered so far, it's pretty much the same thing. Parts of the bridges, you can literally see straight through them. From one side to the other, you can even see the sidewalks. They are so close, you could literally throw my hammer and hit it. Then, of course, if you look down, you're over top of a river. Jim Metcalf, 60 of Jackson, described himself as a heavy equipment operator since he was 8 years old with his father's company. Metcalf said he could take MERS News Service down I-94 highway, pointing out numerous bridges that are literally starting to come apart. Steel that needs to be removed, taken out, and replaced. Not just scabbed back together. He described many of the attendees of the rally as guys that have done construction work for 30 to 50 years, getting up at 4 a.m. in the morning to drive to a job more than an hour away. There are nights when you're so tired that you start to lay down, that you just wake up in the morning with the same clothes on. So tired from working that hard all day, didn't even bother to take a shower, fell asleep in their work clothes. He said it'd be nice to see the state put things together and come up with a plan. A lot of families are depending on it, just us, not just us workers, but the people driving on the roads. It's not just for us, it's for the whole state. Finally, he said that he's sat on bridges with two semi-tractors in front of him, thinking, oh my God, this bridge is getting ready to collapse. The amount of stress, the flexing that's going on, I'm just waiting for some of these heavy trucks to go right through the bridge and land in the water. Whoa. Well, one of the things that's going on that you have to look at is whether or not this is going to be a process that happens. Is this going to happen or not? Well, today's September 4th. 26 days from today, we shall see. And I think, honestly, the governor should be there. If you're going to get anything accomplished, you have got to get this done. It's that simple. And if you don't, well, guess what? The government could face a shutdown at midnight on September 30th. Now, one of the last things that we need to talk about in this process, and this is something that I think is going to come to a head, the entire process, as to whether or not a road funding plan is what the Speaker and the Republicans want in the House. Why do they want that separated out? Well, very simply, I think they want to use it against the Senate Democrats and the Democrat Party next year. Here's our road funding plan. This is their road funding plan. Our plan fixed the problem without raising taxes. Their plan wants to raise taxes. So as Michigan residents, how do you guys feel about that? Because I think ultimately, bottom line, that's where we're at. Absolutely, that's where we're at. This is a political game. And right now, the Republicans have the upper hand. They passed a road funding plan without raising taxes, and they passed the budget. Democrats in the Senate only passed the budget and increased proposed taxes in order to fix the roads. So it's going to be very interesting to see this process go forward. We'll continue to monitor it every single day as the clock is ticking. Quick question for you guys. How many of you never realized that we have a fiscal year ending on September 30th for state government? A lot of people keep texting me and saying, Randy, they got until the end of the year. No, they do not. The fiscal year calendar which they operate, and the current budget ends midnight on September 30th. Bottom of the hour news break, hour number two. We'll be right back.
This is Michigan News Source, Michigan.